So if you want more from me and this podcast content and more bonus content, then it's easy. All you have to do is go to Spotify, Spotify only, type in Money Gang Pod, look at the description, and hit the link to subscribe. And doing so will get you video versions of the podcast, as well as extra bonus content such as game reviews, show reviews, album reviews, and stuff like that. So, like I said, go to Spotify, type in Money Gang Pod, go to the description, hit see more, and hit the link in the description to subscribe.
It's finals time. Where what happens next lives on forever. Where history awaits. In seconds, last for eternity. This time is for all time. And that's what makes it beautiful.
So, this was usually my favorite time of the year. And, you know, it still kind of is. But, you know, I think it's just that heartbreaking loss that my Lakers took in the Western Conference Finals. But, hey, I'm still recovering from that world of hurt as we speak. But I'm going to give my finals prediction, and I think it'll be very, very accurate. Now, I tweeted this morning, you know, Nuggets in six, and that's pretty much how I see this thing going out, and I got a couple of reasons why. You know, obviously, not taking nothing away from the Miami Heat. I mean, I've been watching them all season long. You know, them definitely, their playoffs definitely starting like in March, you know, just fighting to get that eighth spot to make it into the playoffs. And it's been good to watch this journey, you know, especially this last round in the Eastern Conference Finals with Boston, which should be there, but we're going to talk about that. But it's been a good journey for Miami, but I just feel like it just comes to these overall, like, three things, in my opinion. The better duo, which I feel, you know, Murray and Joker are the better duo, and I feel like they, you know, definitely, I ain't going to say got a lot to prove. I mean, Butler has a lot to prove, too, but I feel like for Jimmy Butler, this window was closing, where if he loses this finals, that window for the finals is closing. Which, on the other side of that, you know, this Murray and Jokic, they, you know, this would kind of be, you know, the beginning of, I don't want to say dynasty too early, but I definitely think a multiple, you know, championship winning team, you know, just that duo. And I feel like that's the better duo out of the two teams that, you know, will come. I'll say they might combine for, like, you know, 60, 80 points, Murray and Joker in this first game, maybe, you know, but I figure it will be a tight one, you know, because, you know, Miami Heat definitely know how to make a comeback. But I feel like the better duo is in Denver, and they will, you know, play better in the finals, which will lead to them winning in six games. The next reason is Jokic himself. You know, I expect to see a lot of, you know, great passes, some blocks, you know, great playmaking, a bunch of, you know, ugly fadeaways that he's known to do, like, you know, unbalanced, contested shots, but he's so tall, your hand is nowhere near the ball when he cocks it over his head, pause. And that's what I pretty much expect from him. I feel like when he's, you know, dominating and, you know, killing, like, every aspect of the game, like I just named, and when he's, you know, rolling, I mean, he's a tough guy to try to stop, you know. There's no stopping him in that mode, and they don't have that. They have Jimmy Butler, but Jimmy Butler is, like, as we've seen over the few years, he very much can be contained. So that's reason number two. And reason number three, I feel like Denver just has a deeper bench, and I've definitely witnessed that, you know, in that four-game stretch in the last series. Deeper bench, you pretty much don't know who's going to step up what night. And Miami has that also, you know, because they got players that's, you know, got stuff to prove, you know, undrafted guys that come in and ball. But with Denver, you don't know who it's going to be. It could be somebody. It could be like three guys in the starting five killing you. Then two guys come off the bench and go for career games. So I feel like, you know, a deeper bench is definitely going to be the reason they win, and more the defense that Denver plays is why they was number one in the West for the whole season and made it all the way to the finals. So, Nuggets in six. I know people have some shit to say about, you know, this low ratings tweet I said, but it wasn't no hate. It definitely wasn't no hate for, you know, Denver not being the most, you know, attractive market in basketball or wherever, but whatever sport. But it's more from a business standpoint. Like, it wasn't out of hate, you know, or me trying to be, you know, bitter towards them because, you know, they like manhandled the Lakers in four games. That had nothing to do with it. You feel me? That really had nothing to do with it. And if you think I said that just because they swept the Lakers, and from what I hear, the Lakers team is still in the dustpan as we speak, you know, but that's a whole nother story. And that has nothing to do with it at all. Like, if you believe that, then you just don't know me as a person. I'm not bitter at all. Trust me. Like, I'm one of the nicest guys. Like, who would ever call me a villain or anything like that? But whatever. But I said that tweet to, you know, as from a business standpoint, which is, you know, the NBA is a business. And, I mean, Miami is more attractive as far as, you know, like the, you know, like nightlife and, you know, people going for vacations and stuff like that. So, on that side, you know, Miami is good, but it's not a big market as far as basketball, as well as Denver is not a big market in basketball. And the finals we wanted to see was the historic Boston Celtics and the historic Los Angeles Lakers. Almost butchered that. But that's the finals I felt we deserve, you know, the two teams with the most NBA Finals championships going head to head, and the biggest stage of basketball, and the winner, since they are tied in championships, the winner definitely has the most championships in NBA history for a franchise. I mean, from a business standpoint, I mean, come on. Like that itself deserves a Hollywood script itself. So that's all I was saying with the whole low ratings tweet. But regardless of how I feel about what the ratings will do or anything, I still feel like if it go to six or seven games, it will still be a, you know, a highly entertaining series for both of these, you know, hardworking teams, you know, that put the work in. And, you know, both are very, you know, talented teams within their own right. But we already knew who should have been in this finals, and it would have just been, like, you know, a great year for the NBA. And that's just facts. So tune in to episode 136 on Wednesday. But in the meantime, I'm dropping this content, punching you in the mouth with content each and every day. So make sure you got the notifications on whatever podcast platform you listen to podcasts, so you'll be notified when I put out more bonus content. And if you want more, as I said in the subscription ad, you can also subscribe to the podcast to get video versions of the podcast, more bonus content, and other unheard exclusive things like bloopers and all that stuff, you know, funny things also. So much love to everybody and peace. And I hope y'all enjoy the finals and, you know, y'all get very entertained by this, you know. So much love, peace to everybody.